Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Vent Break with Vanessa Dion, and every Wednesday we check our spiritual vitals, just creating a space where God is for us to learn, for us to grow, for us to take a vent break, whatever it is that God has on our agenda today, that's what we, you know, go forth with. So I thank God for opportunity. I thank God for just, you know, opening up the door just for today for us to learn something new, experience something new, and be open to new opportunities just in today alone. So before we start our segment, we're going to pray. Father God, thank you. Thank you for a new day. Thank you for a new life. Thank you for new breath. Thank you for a new opportunity to create today, God. Thank you for a new opportunity to walk into what you have for us, God. I pray, I thank you for ordering our steps today, God. I pray and I ask you for you to, you know, purify our hearts today, God. I pray for you to calm our minds today, God, so that we can receive from you this morning. I pray that you deposit whatever you need inside of us for us to be able to take this moment to just learn from you this morning, God. I pray that we're all able to walk away with something this morning, God. I pray that we're all able to ingest whatever you're pouring out this morning, God. I pray that whatever you pour out falls on good seed, I pray that the soil is good for the seed, God. I thank you and I praise you for you just ordering our steps today, God, like I said, and I thank you for giving us our daily bread, what we need today to be okay, what we need today to walk forth in what you have for us, God. I thank you and I praise you. I thank you for a great segment in advance. I thank you in advance for you just allowing us all to be fed in some way, some sort, some shape. Yeah, guys, so I pray that you also remove me out of the way so that you can speak. I pray that you remove me out of the way and that you give me the words to say this morning, God. I thank you and I praise you, Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, that's smiling a good while. Good morning, good morning. For the people listening to through the radio, we're also live on Instagram if you want to join in and comment. So, yeah, we're going to jump into our segment. This morning is short and sweet, but I feel like this morning is more so, one, I want to talk to the people that maybe have a goal, maybe have a dream, maybe have a vision, but you haven't seen any movement. You haven't seen any progress. Whatever your heart, really a desire. It doesn't even have to be like some goal, like some dream, goal, something big. You have a desire in your heart, but you haven't seen movement in it. You have something that you're wanting from God, something that you're seeking from God, something that you've been praying for, or something's been heavy on you, but you haven't seen any type of movement in that area. God is still with you. So, like I said, it's short and sweet this morning. We're going to come from our first scripture. They're both in Luke, which is cool that God led me to Luke this morning, because I got this, I ain't going to lie, I got this word this morning. So, yeah, we're going to go to Luke. Which one I want to read first? We're going to go Luke 13 first. Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. And I'm going to read the New International Reader's Version of this scripture. I might switch it into another one, but we're going to see. I love this scripture. I came across it this morning, like I said. And this is for people that you haven't seen any movement in what you desire or a promise that God has put in your life, a dream, a goal. You just kind of been in a stagnant place. So Luke chapter 13, verses 69, it says, then Jesus told a story. A man had a fig tree. He said it was growing in his heat. Sorry. Then Jesus told a story. A man had a fig tree. He said it was growing in his vineyard. When he went to look for fruit on it, he didn't find any. So he went to the man who took care of the vineyard. He said, for 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, but I haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil? Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig around it and feed it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then I'll cut it down. I'm going to read the last part. Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig around it and feed it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. I want to encourage somebody today to give God a little more time to work. If it was meant to happen this year, it would have happened. If it was meant to happen this month, it would have happened. If it was meant to happen last year, it would have happened. Give God a little more work and also do your part on your end to make it happen. You see how the man replied, leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig around it and I'll feed it. You know what I'm saying? I'll take care of it. I'll do my part. I'll do my end. But give it one more year. Let God work for one more year. Let God do that thing. Give him a little more time to work in your situation. You never know why God is prolonging things. You never know why you're still in the situation that you're in. Maybe it's something that you're supposed to grasp while you're still there. Maybe that God is protecting you from something that's along the way. You never know. But I love how it's a story in the Word to give perspective of where we could find ourselves today. You get what I'm saying? Of I don't see movement. I've been working. I've been doing this. I've been doing that. I've been being patient. I've been doing my part. I've been being a good person. Where's my person? I've been putting in my work. I've been pushing everybody to their goals and their dreams. When is my dream going to happen? You get what I'm saying? We can find ourselves in these places, but when I tell you that what God has for you is for you and can't nobody take it, can't nobody touch it, you get what I'm saying? It's already yours. It's already in your story. It's already written. It's yours. Sometimes some things take time, though. And for this man, say that for 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree, but I haven't found any. Cut it down. I'm over. I'm throwing the dream away. Love is not for me. You get what I'm saying? All of this, it's not for me. It's not mine. Wherever you find yourself today, the reply to that, God's word back to you, is leave it alone for one more year or whatever the time. Just leave it alone. Go, come back to it. I'm taking care of this. I got this under control. My hand is still all up in it, even though you can't see me. I'm still working, okay? You get what I'm saying? Let God work. Let God move. And it's not on our timetable all the time. Well, it's never on our timetable. You get what I'm saying? When what is the scripture I'm thinking of? Don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Sometimes we try to say when due season is supposed to come. The scripture says in due season you shall reap if you faint not. We can't determine when that due season is, but it says if you faint not, that's when you'll reap. Stay encouraged. Stay connected. Try your best to, you know, our eyes are our lamp. You get what I'm saying? Try your best to keep focused on God and what he has for you. You get what I'm saying? And all other things will be added unto you. You get what I'm saying? So the other scripture I wanted to read, and right along with this one. We're going to read Luke 5. It's another story in the Bible that talks about, you get what I'm saying? Jesus telling them, try again. Do it again. You never know what can happen from this time that you try. You get what I'm saying? I get that. I thought that you tried this year, last year, this month, last month. You've been trying for this goal. You've been trying for this business. You've been trying for this mindset that you, whatever it is that you're working for or trying for, I know, I understand that you tried several times, but try again. I understand that you're getting weary. You're getting a little, God, but I don't see it moving. I don't see it happening. Try again. So we have Luke chapter 5. Where do I want to start in the story? We're going to go verse 1. One day Jesus was standing by the Sea of Galilee. The people crowded around him and listened to the word of God. Jesus saw two boats at the edge of the water. They had been left there by the fishermen who were washing Jesus saw two boats on the edge of the water. They had been left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. Jesus got into the boat that belonged to Simon. Jesus asked him to go out a little way from the shore. Then he sat down in the boat and talked to people. Cool. We're going to fast forward. When he finished speaking, he turned to Simon. So it's Simon's boat, right? Okay, yeah, Simon's boat. He turned to Simon. Jesus said, go out into the deep water. Let down the net so you can catch some fish, right? Cool. Let down your net. Go deep in the water. Let down your net so you can catch some fish. Simon answered, Master, we've worked all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets. We're going to pause. Sometimes we have to come into a place with God where we're like, you know what, Lord, because you say so, because you said so, because it's your will and not my will, because you see something in me, I'll keep going. Because you're still pushing me and telling me that there's something, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep pushing. You get what I'm saying? I'm going to try to see it for myself. You get what I'm saying? So sometimes we may not understand. Sometimes we can find ourselves in, Lord, I tried. I keep trying. I find myself in this place over and over and over. But because you say so, I will go. You know what I mean? Okay, so go out into deep water. Let down the net so you can catch some fish. Simon answered, Master, we worked all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the net. Keep going. When they had done so, they caught a large number of fish. There were so many that their nets began to break. So they motioned to their partners in the other boat to come help them. They came and filled both boats so full they began to sink. This is a story that's encouragement for us, that when God says go, go, you never know what's on the other side. Sometimes it just requires obedience. Sometimes God is just requiring for us to say, you know what, Lord, I trust you. You know what I'm saying? We don't know the blessings, the breakthrough, the miracles that are on the other side of our yes to God. You know what I mean? So stay encouraged. Try your best. I know sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes it can get lonely. Sometimes it can get discouraging. But you never know what's on the other side of your yes to God. So with that being said, when we find ourselves in places where it's like, Lord, I haven't seen any movement. God, I don't know how this is going to work, but Lord, I still trust you. You get what I'm saying? So yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about this morning, is just keeping God first in our life. And even if your dream or your goal or your vision or your situation, you haven't seen movement for a minute, you haven't seen the movement that you want to see, God is still moving and God is still in that situation. So just like the last story we just read about the fig tree, sometimes we have to say, you know what, I'm going to leave this with God a little while longer. I may see movement. You get what I'm saying? I may see breakthrough. You never know what God is doing. So, yeah, I love y'all. I pray that we soak in self-love and awareness. I pray that we make today a great day. I pray that we keep God first and keep our eye on God. You get what I'm saying? We may not understand everything. We may not see movement the way that we want to see movement, but God is still working. God is still working. So I just want to encourage, like I said, that business owner, that person that has desires in their heart, that you want your family to get better. You want your goals to succeed. You want to find love in your life. Whatever it is that you're desiring from God or wanting from God, he's working and he's moving. Sometimes it just takes us to be patient a little while longer while we're in the situation. Sometimes it just takes us to sit down and be like, you know what, Lord, maybe you're trying to show me something right now. Maybe you're trying to give me something right now. Maybe there's a task or a lesson for me to understand right now while I'm in this situation. You get what I'm saying? So, you know, or sometimes he's preparing you for what you're praying for. You want your business to succeed, but are you organized? You want your business to succeed, but, you know, are your ducks in a row in order to get it done? You get what I'm saying? Just like in the first story that we read, it was some work that had to be put in for that fig tree to bring home. We're just going to go through it. How the man said, sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig around it and feed it. Sometimes there's some work that we need to do in order to, you know what I'm saying, see that movement, see that this. We're just going to go into perspective of this story real quick, real quick. How it says, then Jesus took the fig tree. It was growing in his vineyard. When he went to look for the fruit around it, he didn't find any. So he went to the man who took care of the vineyard. He said, for 3 years now, I've been coming to look for fruit on this tree, but I haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should I let it use up soil? Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year. I'll dig around it and feed it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. What if the reason why we're not seeing the fruit is because we're not doing something on our end to see it? You get what I'm saying? And in that year, how he said, leave it alone for one more year. I'll tend to it. If we see fruit, cool. If not, you know what? We'll chop it down. What if there's just one more thing you need to tweak in that season? What if, like I said, you want a business, but you need organization? You want love, but you suck at communication. You want your goals to flourish, but you're not even, you have too many things on your plate right now to even, you know what I'm saying, keep up with what you know what I'm saying? There's things that God is doing and reorganizing and working in our lives for us to be able to keep the promise, keep the blessing, keep what he has for us. You get what I'm saying? You don't want to get to it and lose it. So let God work in that season that you're in. So like I said, for the people that don't see movement right now, that don't see the promise, don't see their family saved, don't see your goals and your business and your whatever flourishing, there's a reason why you're in this season in a waiting period. Grasp your lesson. Grasp what you need. Let God water you. Ask for God to prepare your soil so that when he does plant these seeds in your life, they're able to be, you know, fruitful and flourish. You get what I'm saying? Maybe your foundation is a little rocky. You know what I'm saying? Give God that space to move. Give God that space to help you grow. So, yeah, y'all, I love y'all. I pray that we soak in self-love and awareness. I pray that we make today a great day. I pray that we keep God first. I know we already just tried to wrap it up, but we wrapping it up for real this time. For real this time, we wrapping it up. But I love y'all, for real. I do, and I thank y'all. And, yeah, make today a great day.